This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for April 2024. How does classical music play a part of Trip Harris's life as a rocket engineer, and what musical instrument does he play? Trip Harris trained as a classical musician playing the guitar. His parents were professors of music from Tennessee. He says, quote, "One Christmas he was watching Star Trek and decided that he wanted to be a rocket scientist instead," end quote. Harris said, quote, "I ended up figuring out how to change my brain from doing music to doing engineering," end quote. He continues, quote, "After a year at Purdue, he was scrambling for a summer internship, but kept bombing interviews. His professor got a call from a friend at SpaceX saying it needed interns. He left immediately in his car and drove from Indiana to Los Angeles," end quote. Harris rode with 19 other SpaceX employees, quote, "in the hold of the C-17 airplane with the rocket strapped into jump seats along the wall," end quote. This was the fourth rocket of SpaceX that they were moving from Los Angeles to Guadj, the Republic of the Marshall Island, U.S. Army garrison, for launching. They were in a festival mood that this fourth rocket would succeed. They were over the Pacific. Trip Harris took out his guitar and began to play. As they began to, quote, "descend for refueling in Hawaii, there was a loud popping sound and another," end quote. Harris says, quote, "We're like looking at each other, like this seems weird. And then we get another bang, and we saw the side of the rocket tank crumpling like a Coke can," end quote. The plane's rapid descent, quote, "caused the pressure in the field to increase, and the valves of the tank weren't letting in air enough to allow pressure inside to equalize. There was a mad scramble as the engineers pulled out their pocket knives and began cutting away the shrink wrap and trying to open the valves," end quote. Bulent Alton, engineer, quote, "ran to the cockpit to try to stop the descent." Harris says, quote, "Here's this big Turkish guy screaming at the Air Force pilots to go higher. Astonishingly, they did not dump the rocket or Alton into the ocean. Instead, they agreed to ascend, but warned Alton that they only had 30 minutes of fuel. That meant in 10 minutes, they would need to start descending again. One of the engineers climbed inside the dark area between the rocket's first and second stage, found the large pressurization line, and managed to twist it open, allowing air to rush into the rocket and equalize the pressure as the cargo plane again started to descend. The metal began popping back close to its original shape, but damage had been done. The exterior was dented, and one of the slosh bafflers had been dislodged," end quote. Harris says, quote, "They called Elon Musk in Los Angeles to tell him what happened and suggest they bring the rocket back," end quote. Harris continues, quote, "All of us standing there could just hear this pause. Musk is silent for a moment. Then he's like, quote, no, you're going to get it to Guadj and fix it there," end quote. Harris recalls that when they got to Guadj, their first reaction was, quote, "Man, we're doomed." But after a day, the excitement kicked in. We began telling ourselves, quote, "We're going to make this work," end quote. The new equipment needed was gathered from, quote, SpaceX headquarters, including new baffles to prevent slosh in the tanks, and loaded it into Musk's jet for the trip from Los Angeles to Guadj. Engineers worked around the clock to make Musk's deadline, end quote. On September 28, 2008, the fourth SpaceX Falcon 1 flight was successful. This story is from 2000 Biography of Elon Musk by Walter Isaacson. Trip Harris earned his bachelor's degree in aerospace engineering from the University of Tennessee and his master's degree in aeronautics and astronautics from Purdue University. Trip Harris is a, quote, 16-year veteran at SpaceX, Director of Launch Site Mission Operations, Senior Manager of Launch Site Mission Operations at the world's leading launch services provider. Trip began his career supporting the development of SpaceX's ground control software for the company's Falcon 1 and Falcon 9 launch vehicles. Afterward, he oversaw Falcon recovery and fleet operations, where he led negotiations for approval to land Falcon boosters at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. manage the build and activation of SpaceX's Landing Zone 1, and led the Falcon recovery team through all of SpaceX's early booster recovery successes. Tripp also managed SpaceX's growing fleet of flight-proven stages in Florida. End quote. Tripp Harris is a rocket scientist, husband, father, and musician.